Marion, Wisconsin's looking for a way to jazz up her kitchen on a low budget. What can we do for you?
Well, I've kind of, I like my cupboards. They were built for the house because we had our house built in 64. But I really don't want to tear them out. I want to leave them there, but I've got to know how to clean them up so they look more sparkly. Or, you know, at least they look better. And I've got a couple bare spots because I have drawers that come out, and if you don't shut one drawer right, you know what I mean? The other drawer comes out and it makes a gouge.
Well, no worries, but with drawers, when they start to sort of get misaligned, I mean, there's a good chance with just over years of usage, the drawer front is just attached with a couple of screws through the drawer box itself. So it could be that a screw's become loose and it started to shift around. And that's a really easy fix. Pull the drawer out, move, you know, your belongings out of the way, and just take a screwdriver. Generally, it's going to be a Phillips, although because it's been since, you know, the 60s, it could be a crosshead. So just see what kind of screw is in there and see if tightening it sort of realigns it.
Oh, makes it open it out without bumping into each other.
Exactly, because that could be the problem. And the same goes with cabinet doors. If you ever have a door that one closes one way and then the other one seems a little wonky, the hinges that are traditionally used for cabinetry are called Euro hinges, and they have two separate screws on them that sort of accommodate the door going up and down and in and out. So if you just sort of start tightening and loosening and see how that realigns the drawers, that could help with the cabinet doors as well. So you might just see that. Now, as far as cleaning and refinishing, you know, it could just be, you know, are you in love with the cherry or are you open to painting?
Could they be painted?
Yeah, of course they could be. You would have to, you know, clean the surface well and give it a good sort of scuffing. And you could do that with a liquid sanding product. And depending on the doors, you know, are they full overlay or do you see some of the cabinet box behind it?
Oh, no, they're you know, they're tight.
You know, so you don't see any of the cabinet box itself. So it's just doors when you look at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the doors are a little knob.
Because what you could do is just take, I mean, it'll paint easier if you take off each door. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you want to make sure that you label each door to exactly where it goes back to and keep the hinges either on the cabinet box or on the door. You know, don't completely disconnect everything. I generally leave the hinges on the box and then label it like upper one, upper two. So I know exactly where they go to. Take them outside, put them on a flat surface, do some liquid sanding and then some really great, good quality primer and then a latex top coat paint in whatever color you want. And that'll do the job. And generally, I would go with a gloss on a cabinet just for wear and tear and cleanability.
And Mary, if you want the step-by-step on how to do that, we have a great article on how to paint kitchen cabinets online at MoneyPit.com. Mary, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MoneyPit.